The young people that was here last week is no longer here, but we're all young people, and we all are gathered here today for a wonderful time of a youth message. Did you know that doubt is very important in life? Did you ever think about it? Did you ever doubt anything? And sometimes we feel guilty if we have doubt, but we don't need to feel guilty because of doubt. Because one of the disciples, whose name is Thomas, he was known as the twin. He was one of the disciples, and after the resurrection, when the disciples come together, they were telling Thomas that we've seen the risen Lord. Well, I don't believe that. I'm not going to believe that unless I can come and see where his handprint is and the nail print and all that. Well, a week later, they were together again in a room. Because if you remember during the stories around Easter Sunday, they were running away from the authorities because they were looking for anybody that related to this guy named Jesus. So they were hiding. And then here comes Jesus coming through the wall. Now, I don't know how that could be, but sometimes we just have to think about this. Now, God has a lot of power. Jesus is God. And he wanted to come to see the disciples. So he didn't have to worry about brick and mortar. He could just go and come whenever he wanted to. And he knew that it was important for the disciples to know that he truly was risen from the dead. And Thomas was with them then. And sure enough, here comes Jesus. They scared them to death. He come right through the wall. And we think, well, I don't know, how can that be that he could come through the wall? Well, he is all things to all people all the time. He is the Creator God and his Spirit. Now, he is in his resurrected body, but he was able to come through the wall and say, Thomas, oh, my Lord. He said, look at my hand. Look at my scars. Different things. And Thomas said, wow, you really, truly are God coming back from the dead. He said, yeah. He said, now go and believe. And they did. And you remember now, we celebrate every year. We celebrate what we call Resurrection Sunday or Easter. And then what happens afterwards, we're still here celebrating. Why? Because Jesus is with us in the spiritual sense. Now, we can't see him in the physical realm because he's not here in the physical realm, but in the spirit realm. And you say, well, how do I know that? Because he lives in your heart. If you just open your heart up and let your spirit connect with God's spirit, you can have eternal life. Jesus also told him, you believe because you see me. But we all, 2,000 years later, believe without seeing him. That's called faith. So it's okay to doubt. I'm going to talk a little bit more about doubt in the message, since you're going to be here. You're not going off to young people's church, and you're going to be here, so we'll talk about Thomas a little bit more.